This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Global health impacts are huge. The impact of the extra-legal blitzkrieg on federal funding and governmental programs by Trump and Musk has been devastating in the U.S. and abroad. We still have the opportunity to resist and express solidarity and empathy for the pain of others, but that's a privilege that many will not have, even as they may sicken and die now and in the future. This is not a maybe, but a certainty. The destruction of the USAID programs is profound as monies were frozen, grants canceled, and commitments abandoned, as reported in Science, an analysis by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, shows that the U.S. provided roughly 32% of total global health funding. Estimates put the funding drop at $9 to $10 billion for the coming fiscal year alone, and $30 billion to $40 billion over the next 3 to 5 years. Some projections warn that the losses will result in 15 million new cases of malaria and 107,000 deaths this year alone, and 3 million deaths from HIV by 2030, most of them in Africa. Trump's abrupt and unilateral action is being opposed in the courts, but the consequences are immediate. Even if conservatives would argue that despite our riches, we were doing more than our share, the speed and manner of the disruption makes it difficult for a gap that large to be filled, partially because this is a situation where there are many other attacks from the administration and others on other fronts. The threats by U.S. at NATO and the contributions of European countries to defense, as well as the reality of the Russian threats from the invasion of Ukraine, mean that EU countries are having to go deeper on defense, leaving them unable to make up the difference and increase from the 22% global health contributions being made by the U.K. and EU. Donor Tracker, a project that monitors trends in countries' foreign assistance, projects countries other than the U.S. will contribute $13.5 billion less in 2025 and 2026. These cutbacks increase the size of the funding gap. How about billionaires and philanthropy? They've been handling 17% of the burden. Their generosity has self-imposed limits as well. Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation says it will increase its payout to 6%, but even while calling for others to step up, $360 million doesn't go that far. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is increasing payout to more than 12% of the foundation's $75.2 billion endowment, but that $9 billion plus is not all new money and, once again, can only go so far. Others may pony up, but it's not enough. A combination of MAGA chauvinism and conservative xenophobia and isolationism, mixed with threats to the entire world economy from the Trump tariffs, won't be measured just in impacts on various countries' gross national product, but in disease and death counts. The whole notion of soft power and presenting the USA as a friend and the model democratic ideal are now being replaced by hard fist and black hearts. Apologies will mean little at sick beds and funerals around the world. We're going to have to find another way to say we're sorry. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.